This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Hurricane Dorian has left the Bahamas with one of the greatest national crises in the country's history. That's according to Prime Minister Hubert Minnis. Minnis said Wednesday at least 20 people are dead on Abaco Island, with Thursday likely to bring more grim news and a higher death toll. Marvin Dames is the national security minister.
The devastation is unimaginable. So many people now are homeless as a result of it.
The storm stalled over Grand Bahama and Abaco Islands for nearly 2 days, with flooding rains and storm surge, as well as winds of up to 195 kilometers per hour. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said on Thursday, China understands, respects, and supports her government's move to formally withdraw an extradition bill. She considers the move part of measures to help the city move forward from months of unrest. In a news conference, Lam was questioned on why it took her so long to withdraw the bill that would have allowed extraditions to mainland China despite increasingly violent protests.
It is not exactly correct to describe this as a change of mind. You will remember on the 15th of June, and that is only within a few days, I announced the suspension of the bill. And of course, I also say that the legislative work on this bill will come to an end.
Lam withdrew the bill on Wednesday. Ambulances arrive at a blast site where the Taliban says it carried out a suicide car bombing Thursday in Afghanistan's capital. At least 10 people are now dead. Interior Ministry spokesman Nasrat Rahimi says the dead are civilians. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson faces a major setback after a bill to stop a no-deal Brexit, already passed in the House of Commons, is expected to get past the House of Lords on Friday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The rebels have so far managed to block Johnson's plan to leave the EU next month without a divorce deal. It was the embattled leader's third parliamentary defeat in 2 days, an evidence that scarcely 6 weeks after taking office, with a vow to break Britain's Brexit deadlock, which had ensnared and eventually brought down his predecessor, Theresa May, Johnson's plans for a clean break with the bloc are in crisis, with events seemingly spiralling out of control. He leads a government with no majority in Parliament and may not be able to secure an election soon that could change that fact. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The United States on Wednesday took action to disrupt an Iranian oil shipping network it accuses of funding terrorism. Meanwhile, President Trump expressed optimism about engaging in diplomacy with Tehran. Details from VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
As the United States sanctioned individuals, entities, and tankers to disrupt Iran's oil shipping network, Trump struck an upbeat note about the possibility of diplomacy with that country.
Well, we're going to see what happens. They want to talk. They want to make a deal.
According to the U.S. Treasury Department, over the past year, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps and Quds Force have moved oil worth hundreds of millions of dollars through a network benefiting Syria's government and Hezbollah. U.S. officials on Wednesday also announced a reward of up to $15 million for any person who helps disrupt such financial operations. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Meanwhile, Reuters reports Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urged world powers on Thursday not to open a dialogue with Iran after President Trump said he may meet with his Iranian counterpart. U.S. and Chinese envoys are set to resume high-level trade talks next month. That according to China's Commerce Ministry on Thursday. This comes days after the two sides announced another round of tariffs targeting each other's exports. China said the talks would take place in Washington and that the decision was made in a phone call between its top negotiator and U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. The World Economic Forum on Africa opened Wednesday in Cape Town, South Africa, but leaders from Nigeria, Rwanda, Malawi, and the Democratic Republic of Congo have declined to send delegations. South Africa has been racked over the past few days by anti-immigrant violence. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.